This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So we've literally just come out of Molineux. It's finished. Wolverhampton Wanderers 1, West Ham United 2. You know, it's an interesting one. I just come back to checking club badge, VAR again. Massive controversy at the end of this game. Sensation, how are you feeling?
Positive. You know, I mean, from the Burnley to this one, I didn't like Burnley, as you know, and we had a discussion about
it. You just didn't like the game, not Burnley the
not
town?
Not Burnley the town, no. Well, they came and my sort of football, whereas they're getting into them, they're pressing on them. Yeah, pressure, lose the ball and get into them.
You're on about the first half now?
Yeah, first half. And then the last 10 minutes, just before extra time, we lost it, basically. It didn't gel together. So I didn't control the ball.
Disappointed with the second half.
Yeah, disappointing.
Magic, what have you got to say about that, mate?
What have I got to say? I thought the first half, that was absolutely brilliant. I thought that was going to go on to win. But the second half, I let blinking West Ham come on to them. I think Wolves got a little bit tired, I don't know. But the wind brought that second goal, and I think the Czar... I think he ducked down when the ball came over. And he
ducked
back.
Down. I'm not so sure he ducked down to let it go in.
I know he ducked down, but I think he thought it was going to go out and he went blinking in the back of the net.
Well, it was a freak goal.
It was a freak goal. We should have had a goal, but the referee and the bar is a pain.
Is that an understatement?
It is an understatement, yes.
Well, let's talk about the game. I mean, I agree with the first half. I thought was absolutely brilliant. It's the best we've played for a long time.
Yeah,
Gary O'Neill set us up. I thought we pressed them really well. Yeah, this man really likes when we press with a high tempo. We pressed together. We made them make mistakes. We created a few opportunities. We couldn't convert. It was a great ball through. Ryan Aitnuri had a great game again. Runs. His close control is magnificent. It's brought down. Of course, it went to VAR. It gets checked. It's a penalty to Wolves. Pablo Sarabia steps up, nearly manages to miss it.
But we heard the post go rattle, rattle, and we thought, where's the ball gone? Like, you know.
And then it's in the back of the net, inside of the post. So it goes in. We're 1-0 up. We're in control of the game. I said we need the second goal. We didn't get it. We're so dominant in the first half. Yeah. You know, I think West Ham had one shot on target in the first half. We're so dominant. But we go in at half-time. We're only 1-0 to the nil. We come out second half. Moyes has changed it. He's bought on Antonio. Antonio, this is why we need a proper striker. This guy is a striker. He's strong. He holds the ball up. He's clever. He brings other players in. He bullies the defences. Every time we play against Antonio, we struggle. And he causes problems. And West Ham did to us in the second half what we did to them. But saying that, we panicked again. We started panicking. The first goal comes from a panic. Okay, it's harsh on Kilman, but we lost the ball. It's an overlap. He's 2 yards away. How are you supposed to get your hand out the way of that? I just don't know. Anyway, we're thinking, what's happened? Because we couldn't see it. Penalty gets checked. It goes. Saul goes the right way, but he's put it in the back of the net.
He nearly got it, didn't he?
Nearly.
Fingertips nearly.
Nearly's not good enough, though, unfortunately. Yeah. But, you know, penalty's always in favour of the striker. It's 1-1. I'm thinking, OK, 1-1. But, you know, he's made changes. When Ryan Aitnuri come off, I thought we lost a bit. Kuhn has come on, he's done his best. He's made a few changes. I know we've been talking to some of the guys here. They're just saying they should have made the changes a little bit sooner. Maybe they're right. Let me know what you think about that. And the winner, it's a complete freak of a goal. I mean, it's like a banana shot. It comes round and it's in the back of the net. And we're like, what's just happened? Anyway, it's gone in. We've got 10 minutes of added time. I said, oh, well, we were winning 2-1 against Coventry with 10 minutes to go and we lost it. And it's a great goal from a corner, from a set piece. Max Kilman's got his head on it. We're celebrating. We're thinking 2-2. Come on. We deserve a draw, I think. And then, of course, it goes. VAR, checking club badge. And I've talked to a few people around this. They've all said the same thing as what we said in the stadium. Chihuahua, I think it is, who's...
You can't score from a corner, can you?
What do you mean you can't score from a corner?
Well, of course you can score from a corner. No, but I mean, we said...
Can't be offside from a corner. Right. Although, like, the header's come in and the guy is in a soft side position, but is he interfering with play?
No.
The keeper's not going to save that, even if he's there or not, and it's in the back of the net. He sent him over to the screen. When that happens, you know what's going to happen. He's turned it over, and the referee has been escorted off the pitch. Molyneux was so angry. I've not heard it so angry for so long. We've had so many VAR decisions. You just have to say, they're singing the Premier League's corrupt, and you can understand why the fans are so frustrated. You draw that game, we're still 3 points behind West Ham. You know, with a game in hand, 6 points, Europe's probably gone now. They're coming across. The West Ham fans, of course, are absolutely ecstatic about it. The Wolves fans are not happy. And, you know, leave your thoughts in the comment section. That's so harsh on Wolves. And I'm frustrated with it because I think 2-2 would have been a fair result overall.
I think a draw would have been fair overall. But the VAR, until we look it back on the... later on tonight and see. And
well, they put it on the screen.
Like, by the time it's on and then I've turned around, oh, it's on, it's gone off again.
Does anyone here, and I've got, there must be about 20 feet, anyone here thinks that was a goal, that goal should have stood and been disallowed? Anyone? No, but I know we've got a lot of Wolves fans here, we've got no West Ham fans, they'd say, yeah, of course, but, you know, he's standing there, he's not going to save that goal anyway. Is he interfering? Will the keeper? Oh, no, I don't think so. It's frustrating.
It's too late now, David. The score's in and...
Well, we've had 57% possession to their 43. We've had something like 14 shots to their 11. We've had 7 on target to their 4. Doesn't count for anything. They've had two...
buried them the first half.
Yeah, 2 goals to our 1 in the end. Magic, you're...
Well said, David. You put it right.
Oh, thanks, Dad. He loves me. Dad, you're Lee Moore Windows man of the match.
I'm going to give it to Tommy Doyle.
Why is that?
Because he put that. Well, they all played well, but I'm going to give it to Tommy Doyle.
Tommy Doyle, okay. You're Lee Moore Windows man of the match, and why?
I would have given it Tommy Doyle because his work rate is phenomenal. But this time, I think Aitnuri, he made half the match. For me, until he went off, and then we went to pieces after that. So I think Aitnuri.
Yeah, I mean, they all had a good half in the first half. I think Ryan Aitnuri, for me, probably edges it because when he went off, we lost something, created the penalty. He is incredibly talented. Fosun, Jeff Shee, Matt Hobbs, 100 million, or we're not selling him. We can't sell this player. He's that good. And we've got to basically, a lot of people have been talking about it. We've got to keep the nucleus. I think we've got a good team. And next year, if we do something right in the summer, we're going to have a great team. But they've got to make sure we don't sell all the crown jewels.
Right,
your Fox at Chifley performance rating?
8 the first half, I reckon. The second half, I'll give it a 7. I think they're tired out.
Are you giving for it? Is that a 7.5 overall?
Oh, 7.5, that'll do, David. Right, yeah.
You're going to go for a 7.5. Your Fox at Shipley performance rating?
Difficult one, isn't it? The first half, as you say, you'd give them sort of 7-8, but overall, you sort of say, yeah, 7.
You're going to give it, I can't believe I'm going to be the Craig Revel Allwood of this. I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it an 8 for the first half.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 5 for the second half.
I can do what I want.
I'm giving it a 5.
I'm going to give it a
6.5 overall.
Okay,
6.5 overall. And your highlight or moment of the day?
meeting all the people from...
Oh, you're America, a charmer.
Australia.
We have. We've got North Carolina. We've got Muldo. Just show. Show everyone. We've got Muldo. We've got South Africa. We've got Australia. We've got Moldova. Where are you guys from? And we got Telford. We got Telford. Fantastic. Your highlight or moment of the day?
Yeah, as Moz said, meeting all these people. Fans from all around the world, and it just shows you what the support Wolves have got.
Yeah. So well said. And do you know what? I'm going to make that our trip, because it's been an absolute pleasure to meet so many wonderful people from who support Wolves today, you know, home and away, all over the world, you know, and they've travelled over today, and it's absolutely
And we're looking
fantastic.
For free accommodation anytime.
Yeah, so when the World Cup, I've got my accommodation in America sorted for Carolina, so it's all good. Anyway, listen, we've lost the game. It's 2-1, you know, we're safe, 42 points. Probably Europe's gone now. We've got the next seven games. They've got to learn a lot about the squad from the next seven games, and they've got to make sure we do the right thing in the summer. But from all of us to all of you, always Wolves. Oh, and look out for the extra fan reactions, because we have got Australia and North Carolina coming on. Boom.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.